This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Linnell Willingham, and here's what's happening. NHL news has a new star on the ice in Happy Valley as Gavin McKenna, the projected number one overall pick in the 2026 NHL draft, is committing to Penn State University. He announced that on Tuesday. McKenna, just 17 years of age, considered the highest profile recruit in NCAA hockey history. He made his decision after taking final visits to Penn State and Michigan State last weekend. The automated ball strike system is coming to All-Star Weekend next week in Atlanta. The same process used this past spring will be used for the Midsummer Classic. Major League Baseball officials say about 72% of fans who were polled during spring training said the impact of the ABS on their experience at the game was a, quote, positive one. 69% said they'd like to see it part of the game moving forward. Just 10% expressed negativity towards it. We got Nats baseball tonight here on The Fan as the fellas try and avenge last night's 4-2 loss in St. Louis. It'll be game number two tonight for Miguel Cairo as the interim skipper in D.C. It is a 7:45 first pitch. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up at 7:15 with Nats on deck. The Wizards continuing to wheel and deal ahead of their summer league opener on Friday out in Vegas. According to Shams of ESPN, the team traded Kelly Olynyk to the San Antonio Spurs from Malachi Branham, Blake West, Wesley and a 2026 second-round pick. Both Branham and Wesley were first-round picks in the class of 2022. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Linnell Willingham on The Fan.
Final furlong here. Grant and Daniel, 106.7 The Fan. I had not heard much about Kevin Kitzman. He's the host, according to his Twitter profile, of Between the Lines on 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'd not heard much about him before this. I don't know if he's still doing that or not. I'm just going off of what a Twitter profile says. I got to hear about him yesterday, though, when he made the following comments. Derek, let's get that audio queued up, because, man, is this something. Imagine. I'll tell you what, we'll do it after. But this is what he had to say, Kevin Kitzman, talking about a quarterback you may have heard of named Pat Mahomes.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves, from that one place over in Leawood where he gets it all the time. It's time, dude. It's time. And this going to camp and getting in shape is like 1970s baseball. Nobody does that anymore. That's not how it works at the highest level. But it is the start, and it is time, and I can't believe he was on vacation with his family, and he's done nothing. So I can report, if you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now, he's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason. That's done. There's no question. No debate on that one. But he's been known to come to camp and lose some weight. I'm sure he will at camp. They got nutritionists. They'll, you know, if he asks, monitor my food, you know, prep my meals, get this thing just right. Let's go lose 15 pounds, whatever it is. I just don't understand it. I just don't.
I don't understand it either, buddy. Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Linnell sitting in for GP. So that is since a Kansas City radio host, Kevin Kitzman, criticizing Patrick Mahomes. Let me remind you, if you are scoring at home, that name a year that Patrick Mahomes started for the Kansas City Chiefs. Name a year.
2018.
Lost to the conference championship when Tom Brady won the coin toss and they never got the ball and they changed the rule afterwards because it was a dumb rule. Name another year.
2021.
2021. Lost in the conference championship to a Joe Burrow team that went to the Super Bowl. Name another year.
2022.
22. Super Bowl champion. Name another year.
23.
Super Bowl champion. Name another year.
I see where you're going with this.
Lost the Super. Here's the last 6 years. 7 years. Lost the Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl. Conference championship. Lost the Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl. Conference championship. That's Mahomes' career. One of them times where you say, wasn't that funny? He's got a pudgy in the offseason. That's not a great picture of Pat Mahomes. And then you grab the rest of that take, right? You got it right here. And you holster it.
Yeah.
You take that thing and you put it away. Because what you're doing is embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, you sound stupid.
Now, here's what I'm not doing.
Oh, he's fat shaming.
Nope. Nope, different standard. Yeah. We're not looking at a picture of a regular person and going, you're fat. It's a professional athlete, different standard and stuff. But here's the deal. He's quarterback. So maybe there's a strategy to it. Maybe it's I'm going to get hit a bunch.
Yeah.
And I'm adding a little bit of a side of beef so that it doesn't hurt as much. I have no idea. I also don't care.
Yeah.
Like, when the results are the best it's ever been for anybody in the history of the game.
Yes.
To this point in his career, what you do is get down on your knees, look to the higher power, and say thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you again.
Please, sir. It was not too much trouble. Could you continue your brilliant run of excellence in an ever-crowded AFC? Oh, there's so many dangers. There's Lamar Jackson who got robbed of an MVP last year because they felt bad for Josh Allen, they did. You know, Josh Allen had the same number of TD passes as Aaron Rodgers. Jackson and one of the great quarterbacks he's supported on. And they stole it from him. They stole it, but that's not the point of this rant. He's lurking around the corner. He's hungry. So is Joe Burrow. Oh, he's on a Netflix documentary, my lord. He's got a stylist. He does. Oh, he's got great receiving talent. He does. They're quite good when they're both available. And there's Allen. Oh, God, that Josh Allen. He's excellent. But Mahomes is their daddy. He owns them all. Could you keep this run of excellence going, please?
Go back. Go back to Matt Castle. Go back to Brock Heward. Go back to Tyler Thigpen, you horse's ass.
Trent Green?
I like Trent Green, so I didn't name him.
Okay.
Trent Green was pretty good. Those Chiefs teams were good.
They were
13-win season in there. Right? That's Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
That's Trent Green. That's Tony Gonzalez. Those teams were good. But after that.
Yeah, it was tough.
Dude, I can't believe that.
I can't either, but here is my overall takeaway. I think there is a lack of appreciation. It hadn't happened here yet because we haven't won enough and we're still in that honeymoon phase with Jaden. I think when you win so much, when the standard is so high, you kind of maybe lose appreciation for your perfect quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're seeing happen in real time here. I think there is an appreciation that's been lost for Patrick Mahomes. But I'll even take it a step further because this is how I feel about the way the quarterback hierarchy should go in the National Football League. I refer to Burrow, Mahomes, Jackson, Josh Allen as the four horsemen. They are in a class of their own when it comes to how we talk about signal callers in the NFL. They are the only guys to me that are worth these $60 million a year contract because they genuinely elevate others around them no matter what the change of scenery looks like. Perfect example, Josh Allen last year. Didn't have a number one wide receiver, had the best year of his professional career. Why? Because he is one of the four horsemen. I'll say this about the four horsemen. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson. I don't think there is one guy, despite Patrick Mahomes in the postseason success that he's had, I don't think there's one guy in that foursome right now, as we sit here on July 9th of 2025, I don't think there's one guy that's head and shoulders above the rest. I don't. I think if you told me that you thought that Joe Burrow was the best quarterback in football, fine. If you told me you thought Josh Allen was the best quarterback in football, fine. I think all four of them have done enough to where if you want to give them that distinction, go ahead. I am now past the days of where I think it's Pat and everybody else. And maybe so is that Kansas City radio host. Clearly.
I suppose. Well, let's say you're a crazy person to have him fourth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
And by the way, Josh Allen had a season where he had 4,500 yards and 37 touchdowns.
He deserved every bit of, yeah.
Not last year. Years ago. But everyone's like, last year, Josh Allen was incredible. Well, not statistically. Anyway.
The story, though, about that is the lack of weapons. They stripped him of his weapons, and he did what he did last year.
Well, the story of last year is they got tired of giving Lamar the MVP and had to give it to him out of pity, the same reason that people besides Jordan won it in his prime. Anyway.
Oh, though.
The point here is not who's the best quarterback. The point is, I want to reverse course here, pat the whip, K-turn, get back to this horse's ass. Dude. The similar analogy would be when we saw pictures of Ovi in the offseason.
Yes.
And we're going, dude looks a little soft. What else you got?
Yeah,
right. Right? You go, hey, now, and there's not even, and you're not getting me saying anything bad about Ovi. I love me some Ovi.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I've gotten a lot of good there.
Ovechkin,
you need that real powerful telescope that sees other universes and sees galaxies far, far away. Going through a magnifying glass, going through another telescope to see the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the career team success that Ovechkin has had compared to Mahomes in only 7 years. Sorry. One conference final trip. Different sport, I understand, outsized influence of quarterback. But it's not to tell you that Ovi doesn't compare favorably to a lot of people. That's number one all-time goal scorer. I love him. He's going to the Hall. The incident's done. Hang the jersey up. Give me a statue. He's the best. Brought hockey to D.C. in a way that nobody else had. My point is, it ain't Mahomes. It's not.
Yeah.
The quarterback, when he starts, they go to the conference championship game.
Pretty much, yeah. Not even pretty much. That's what happens.
100% of the time.
Yes.
7-for-7. When he starts, they go to the conference championship. They lost it twice. They've won it 5 times. They've been to 5 Super Bowls in Pat Mahomes' time as the starting quarterback in 7 bleeping years?
Yeah.
Dude, again, I cannot overstate this. I'm going to keep saying the same thing over and over in different ways because I'm so outraged by it. What you do is you go, isn't that funny? He looks like one of us. But we all know it's funny because he's so great.
Yeah.
I'm doing the thing where I cover the microphone. He's the greatest. No one's ever done this to this point in their career, sir. And you just say that. Can you imagine being so bored with all the success?
Talk about the stadium or something, dude. Like, they have a stadium bit going on down there in Kansas City, too. Anything but this.
How spoiled can you be?
Yeah, that's tough.
How spoiled can you be? Like, again, I'm sure it doesn't represent the pulse of the fans. Most people are like, oh, man, he's having a great time. I don't know what Kansas City folks sound like. He's having a great time.
Barbecue.
I'm doing kind of like a country guy.
Because they eat barbecue. I get it.
Our barbecue is basically ketchup with a little bit of sauce on it. And I know people don't know that. It's overrated. No, I'm kidding. It's good. I'm joking. Kansas City people, I'm joking. But it is a ketchup-based sauce. All right? People should calm down a little. A little. I'm saying. It's still very good. Still very good. You don't get to be. It was like the Boston kid. Remember, he's like, this is my 14th parade. I'm only 11. It's like, oh, I hope that kid has athlete's foot today.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, screw you. It's that comfort and complacency with all-time greatness. I'm not talking about greatness. I don't mean like, hey, we've got Jamal Charles and he's underappreciated.
Ooh, you know?
That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
At the most important position we got in a sport.
Yeah.
No one has this resume through 7 years in the history of this league. He is on his way to being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yes, he is.
If he stopped playing today, he wouldn't have all the statistical accumulations and compilations for a lifetime total, but he would go to the Hall of Fame.
100%.
After 7 years. Do you know how bleep, 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 different curse words, bleep, and good you have to be?
Yeah.
For 7 years?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Putting you in a gold jacket?
It's fair.
Kevin. Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Come on.
You never know what Kevin's dealing with, though. Like, Kevin could have things going on at home.
Don't do that.
Kevin could have had a bad meeting with the PD. You never know what happened to Kevin before he took the mic the other
day. It's his own dumb podcast. That's where this audio comes
from. From his own podcast.
So he's got to fire his own producer and his own PD.
Oh, that's tough. Well, Kevin, I was trying to defend you. I feel like that was the appropriate thing to do here in a two-man radio show.
Why?
When one guy thinks one way, the other guy thinks the other. I don't know.
Well, I know what you're doing.
But
and I appreciate
it's hard. It's hard to defend that, especially when it's about Pat Mahomes. And why did he sound like he had a dig? He was taking several digs at fried chicken. Nothing wrong with fried chicken. You can clearly see why I feel that way. But
hold on. I think there's some, I don't think that was that.
No, that's what I took away.
But I think there's some, there's something known that he, like Pat Mahomes like likes this one place.
He likes this one chicken place. And I don't blame him. But I would blame him.
Is there a local ad campaign? Otherwise, like it's a whole other layer of the onion we got to start going down. I don't know if we got a full Fuzzy Zeller situation
here.
I don't want to do that.
Somebody on Reddit in Kansas City is probably all over this.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I think Mahomes looks a little soft. I don't need the eight pack.
No, I don't need
for my quarterback. Are you smarter than the defense and the defensive coordinator? Do you know where the ball is supposed to go? And can you do most of the stuff? He has never been the like Lamar Jackson sprinter.
But he can move when he needs to.
He can it's
he
a weird,
can boogie.
It's a shuffle step like he's got like he's running a race, like he's got an egg in his underpants and he can't crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's the challenge. It's like a double dare game. Like, put the egg in your crack and run down the sideline and don't crack it. Like, it looks like that. He's got this weird shuffle step. People don't catch him. You know? Like, when that shuts off and you can go, okay, hey, probably should take better care of yourself. Let's have that combo.
And it's like he's never hurt. And when he is hurt, all he does is tell the trainers to screw off. I'm better than half the league anyway on one leg. Like, I think he is toughness personified. I think that's the other part about Mahomes that doesn't get talked about, and it makes this KC radio host seem like even more of a jackass for these comments, because you're talking about not only what people consider to be, you know, one of the greatest, but he's one of the toughest as well, man. Like, think about the quarterback season one, the ankle bit with him. Like, I newfound respect for him after that.
Yeah, he's missed three games.
Yeah, he just doesn't miss games. That's not what he does.
In his time, in 7 years as a starter, he's missed three games.
That's nuts.
And I think once they just sat him. Right, because they were
last year Carson Wentz.
Yeah, because they were so much better than everybody.
I think that's the thing. Yeah,
I mean, pound all the sand. Here's the world's smallest pebble. Take it outside, kick it, and follow it forever, and then write me a book report. You chotch. Oh, my God. I can't get over that.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is so much to deal with. Okay. I feel better. Thank you for letting me get that out. I certainly appreciate it. Darius, let's do a Nats leadoff. Can we get that done? The leadoff brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom behind Mackenzie Gore. All-star Mackenzie Gore. Thank you very much. Leading off, playing shortstop seat. Abrams batting second, playing left. That's James Wood batting third. It's Ahmad Rosario batting fourth. The DH, Josh Bell. He's playing first. He's batting fifth. Nathaniel Lowe. Batting sixth in right field. That's Alex Call. Seventh, third base, Brady House. Doing the catching every day, it seems like, Riley Adams. And batting ninth in center field, that is Jacob Young. Nationals lost the season opener. Or not season opener. I'm sure it's the season opener. They lost the season opener, too. Series opener last night to the Cardinals after a massive rain delay. Looking to get back on the good foot this evening.
Were you expecting to see any philosophical changes to the... Well, I guess it's going too deep. Any changes to the lineup, first and foremost, with Cairo not being the decision maker?
I didn't, because there's only so much you can... How many levers are you going to get to pull until Dylan Cruz comes back, and he's working his way back? But, you know, maybe you see Ahmad Rosario more. Slightly. I mean, there's a guy they're facing today, for example, is right-handed, but Luis Garcia is getting the day off, and I think another lefty may not be in there on the regular. I'm trying to map it out. But this guy's got reverse splits, meaning he even though he's right-handed, he does better against lefties. So they're sitting lefty today. Maybe that's something, or just a chance to get Louis off his feet. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find those things. I mean, to me, Riley Adams getting the call every single day means not much is changing. Right? Like that should be
Where is Drew Millis?
That should be some Drew Millis time. I'm not saying every day, but more, right? Instead of zero. But they, you know, when Ruiz isn't available, it's Riley Adams' job. So I don't know. They're treating him like he's Cal Raleigh or something like that, which he's not. Not many people are. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe you'll see some manifestations of it over time where it's a more analytical approach to, you know, allowing a pitcher to go further or less far. But even still, I don't know how much quantitative differences we're going to be able to find here in the short term. Because frankly, it's still the same guys in the room.
Pretty much. Yep.
You know? Like you can shuffle them up anyway. There's no good place to hit Josh Bell. There's no good place to hit Jacob Young. There's no good place to hit Riley Adams.
No.
Right? I mean, that's kind of the story. Maybe more Paul DeYoung at some point. I don't know.
Something's got to give. Get to see Mackenzie Gore start tonight. That's always fun. Like I feel like more people tune into the television when they see Gore.
I want that.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more flowers for him. I also just want more shoves. So
I want more wins for him. Can he get run support?
Well, no is the answer to that. But I want more national exposure. I want more. Yeah. Holy crap, this guy's good. Because here's what I want to have happen. I don't necessarily need the Nats to place to dial 9 to get out and play some outgoing phone calls. I want people calling them. I want people to be real curious about Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah.
And so they start offering you stuff. Whether you take it or not, you're under no obligation.
Your prerogative.
You could do whatever the hell you want. But I want interest. Yeah. I want a little Buzz Burbank. I want a little Buzz Lightyear for it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally agree.
Dude, thanks for hanging out.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, we're going to hang out, right? Are you back tomorrow? Do we even know?
Well,
Leno's back tomorrow, we think? Darius says yes. So did you know that?
Whatever the dad says.
I love you, Dad.
That was awkward.
Old school.
So
movie,
I think.
The movie Old School. You have no file?
I don't. But this is where the show's going to get funny.
Jeez, dude.
I have an update coming up.
Yeah.
You're sitting right here.
Are you going to leave?
I'm right here.
You're going to do it?
I'm leaving.
Okay. So in the movie Old School, the beginning of the movie, Frank Ricard is getting married. Okay. The music's playing, so we got to go. But the Frank Ricard's getting married. And Luke Wilson's character is hammered. And he all of a sudden looks up and goes, Frank's dad's here. I haven't seen him in like 10 years. That's awesome. Of course the guy's dad's here. He's getting married.
Yeah.
And Frank bellows out Will Ferrell's character, goes, I love you, Dad. And that's why we do it.
That's awesome. You love making movie references to me that I've just never seen. And the general public probably thinks, what the hell does this guy do when he's not rambling and screaming about sports?
Yeah, those obscure movies like Old School. For Linnell, I'm Danny.
That's ridiculous.
Thanks to Darius. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Chris. Thanks to Wesley. Make sure his mom or dad is coming to give him a ride home. He's very young. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, too. See ya.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want, you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.